talking about something that affects so many people, but that nobody wants to talk about: pornography. Speaking to individuals trying to stop looking at porn and to spouses looking for support.
This is Danny and Lindsay Pullman, a married couple who have been through this together. We're sharing a mix of our personal experiences, our experience as certified life coaches, and other empowering ideas.
We hope this can help you on your journey.
Enjoy!
Hey everybody, this is Danny.
And Lindsay.
We are here talking about trust today in our series that we're doing. Yeah.
Raising the roof for some trust.
So, trust. Why are we talking trust? Because the way that we think about trust leads us to believe that it is a crucial part of every relationship, which I think is right.
We're basically here to break your brains today. A little bit.
Yeah, it's it might stick with us on this one, okay? So there might be some resistance to some of these ideas at first, but the whole point of it is to empower and enhance your relationship with yourself and with those you love most in your life.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? And trust is important for that, but the way that we think about it sometimes gets in the way of that goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right? So that's why we're talking trust. So to start out, what was was it like for me a few years ago, particularly when soon after I had told Lindsay I'd been looking at pornography? I was at a point with my struggle there where I did not trust myself. And I was sometimes almost ready to give up on myself, just because it's like, are you serious? Like, there's this part of me that really doesn't want this in my life, and yet here I did this again, right? And that had happened enough times that, a lot of my clients can relate to this, and sure, there are a lot of people out there that can relate to this, but I didn't trust myself to follow through on this thing. And for me, that was really, really frustrating. Number one, because I was used to having a lot of self-control in so many areas of my life.
Yeah.
Being a student, being an athlete.
Not just any kind of student. Like, those, like, chemistry classes at BYU that if I would have stayed in them, I would have gotten like C's. Like, he was just like walking out of all those crazy science classes with A's. It blew my freaking mind. He's so, yeah, just so much.
Well, and I was really diligent in the way I studied for those.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of self-control with it. And so it drove me nuts that I was able to do all these things, become a dentist, you know, get into dental school, and work as a dentist, and things in church, and all the things, responsibilities I would take on there.
And you always had like tons of extracurriculars in high school, like student body president, like all the things, like school teams, drama, madrigals, like,
yeah, like high achieving. I was just doing like
a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and it took a lot of self-control to do all that. What was the other thing? Oh, I'm serious on this, guys. I did not swear out loud until my 30s. I'm serious. Like, that was something I committed to, and I didn't do it until my 30s. And now I give myself a little more leeway there. I found it to be therapeutic and helpful sometimes.
Yeah, didn't a chiropractor tell you it could be like an energy release or something?
Something like that, yeah. It drove me nuts that I had this area in my life where I could not, or at least got to the point where I doubted whether I'd be able to ever control myself on it. And so that was a rough spot to be in. I was really frustrated, really felt powerless and stuck and hopeless sometimes. So when it comes to trust, that was a big issue for me. It was just trusting myself. On top of that, too, a few years ago, I was also working through processing some traumatic experiences from my childhood, which I'm not going to get into the details right now, but I was in a space where I was not trusting anyone in the world.
Like, not even me. It was kind of crazy.
Yeah, even with you too, huh?
Oh, yeah.
In certain
ways.
It
was crazy. Like, he would look at me and I could just tell him, like, he does not trust that I'm, like, looking out for him. Like, it was just crazy. Like, but you didn't know who to trust.
I didn't. I was doubting totally myself in so many ways. I was not only doubting whether I can trust myself, but also doubting whether I could trust anyone in the world. And, but it was, you know, it was out of protection. And when it comes to trust, like, it really is something where we want to feel safe and, safe or taken care of, or like we know what we can plan on, right? Like, who doesn't
want
to feel that
certainty
way? Yeah, it's certainty. There's something about that too. Yeah. And so you can see why we want it. But then when we start expecting other people to create those feelings in us, that's where sometimes I think we can get stuck, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us what it was like for you?
Yeah, so I mean, I don't feel like I have as many words to say about it, but I definitely trusted with regard to my experience. I trusted Danny very implicitly, and then I didn't. That's pretty much how it was. I will say that there had been enough of a foundation of seeing him do lots of a crazy high amount of trust, like, quote unquote trustworthy things, that, like, I think that's why I didn't like I'm not saying this is a reason to walk out the door, but I think that's why I wanted to just see how things, like, how the playing field was going to level, like, re-level out. Because I feel like, you know, we talked about in our last episode about boundaries, like, him being a peacemaker, like, the pendulum really was on one side and then it really swung to the other side. But I'd spent enough time with him in that one side that I was like, I'm still curious to see where everything kind of levels out. But yeah, I stopped trusting him and I started questioning everything. What's real? What isn't real? Like, how could I not have seen this? And it's so normal. And I have people that come talk to me about this too. They're really confused, really, really confused. And it's super, super normal.
Yeah. Tell me what you were saying about that. Your clients, how they'll... they don't trust themselves either a lot of times.
Well, I think...
explain that dynamic.
Well, I think when, you know, when you're in this place where you do trust someone so, quote-unquote, implicitly, and I should say, quote-unquote, trust someone implicitly, where basically you're saying, I am certain that they will always behave in this way. That's kind of what I'm saying with that. And then they don't. And a lot of times, like, for me specifically, I can't speak for my clients, but for me specifically, like, then I start just kind of questioning everything. Well, like, wait, but he said he wouldn't do these things, but now he's doing these. And, like, what else don't I know? And so, yeah, a lot of times the key is to stop wondering who or what you can trust in. Like, the first steps that I see is learning how to trust yourself. That's where it all begins. It's where all the magic happens. It really does. So that's kind of where we're gonna talk about today.
Yeah. So let's dive into it. Okay. So a lot of us have been taught in our lives that I can't tell you how many times I heard this, right? Like, trust is something that can take years to build, and then you can lose it all in an instant. Right?
Right.
That's something I heard so many times growing up. Yeah. And then you learn about being trustworthy or someone being trustworthy. And do you have trust in your relationship, right? And it's almost like we give trust this whole identity of its own, like it's its own entity outside of us and our spouse or us and someone else. When really it's two different people with two different trusts coming together in a relationship,
right? I think it's their own thoughts and feelings, right? And so trusting someone, that's a feeling that we choose to feel with how we think. I trust them, you know, and then you might feel certainty. So it is like this, like Danny said, it's like this series of like movable parts, almost like the way we think of like a relationship. Like one person, like have you ever seen those relationships where like, I mean, because we focus a lot on marriage, let's talk about those marriages where, you know, this divorce comes, and for one partner, it's just out of nowhere, out of the blue. They can't believe, they thought things were perfect. And the other partner's like, it's been horrible from the get-go, right? But those two people experience the exact same circumstance of marriage, and one person chose to think one thing, and one chose to think another. And so what we're trying to say is there are moving parts with regard to this idea of trust, okay? So for the scope of what we're talking about today, you know, trust is a feeling that we create with our thoughts, right? And I know that to be true because with my experience, I trusted Danny, and then I found out certain things, and I thought something like, I can't trust him, right? And then things changed, right? So it was like he lied to me, and then I felt, you know, like, you know, I felt distrust towards him, okay? And so the reason that I like to show you that it's fluid is because it wasn't like the moment he looked at pornography that my trust changed. It was the moment I had new information in my brain. And the other reason I want to prove to you that it's fluid is, like, for me, it might have gone straight from trust to untrust, or straight from trust to like 90% distrust. But I have seen so many women come where they're like, okay, my husband did this and I want to work through it. I still totally trust him and I'm totally committed. And so it isn't this like concrete thing that we can all just look at and describe. Like Danny said, it's very fluid, and we create it with our thoughts and our feelings.
So basically, I can't go into your brain and change your level of trust by something I do, right? You ultimately get to choose how you trust, right? And vice versa.
Yeah.
You can't do something and change how I trust, right?
Exactly.
And so, like, a lot of people, they get into thinking like, well, I can't trust him unless he starts doing this and this, or proves to me for a certain amount of time doing this. And while that might be an advisable thing to do when you're choosing where to place trust on certain things, right? It might be. It's not like that's what does create the trust, right?
Yeah, you're choosing to what you want to trust in based on your thoughts about what, you know, his behavior and actions, okay? So you're still making a fluid choice in his trustworthiness, because your idea of trustworthiness, or what trustworthiness is, might be completely different to someone else. And this is good news, because when we realize that the ball is in our court with regard to how we decide to feel about our husbands, then we can choose. Like, yeah, like I might trust Danny, like, and I might, like, especially like way back then, like I trusted him in a lot of ways, but there might have been ways I chose not to trust. And that was okay too, you know, like based on my experiences and my thoughts that I was choosing to have, like, that's kind of what I did.
Yeah. And so, I remember, like, right after I first told you about looking at pornography, I I lacked so much trust in myself that I think I almost
thought
it was...
that's why you told me.
I thought it was a worse idea that you trust me than you thought it was, almost. Like, I think I was trusting me even less than you did in that moment.
Probably.
Is how it kind of seemed to me. And there's no way to really know. But then I know that later on, as I did start making progress on some things, sometimes I did want Lindsay to trust me in a certain way, or like believe something maybe more automatically than she was in that moment.
Yeah.
And I remember kind of like, I don't know, when I look at that now, it's like, why did I want her to believe me? It's because I want to trust myself. And I think I was almost delegating that to her. Like, if she trusts me, then I can trust me, right? But that's not her responsibility to help me trust myself.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And, you know, my girl, Carl Lowenthal, has an amazing podcast that sums this up so perfectly. But one thing that she says is, she says, I think what we really mean when we say we want to trust someone is we want them to follow our manual so we can have the feeling that we want to have. We want to believe that we know how they will behave or act so that we don't have to think and wonder about it. So it's like we almost want someone to like manage our minds for us so that we don't have to expend that energy doing it ourselves. But the interesting thing is, when we're so obsessed about whether our husband is trustworthy or going to be trustworthy or not going to be trustworthy, like, what are we expending our energy doing? Like, we're expending so much energy, like, wanting something to change that we have, like, wanting someone's behavior to change or be exactly what we want it to be. And we have no control there. And I think for some people, and I think this might be really subconscious, but, like, so maybe I won't say for other people, I'll just talk about myself. It was a lot easier in the beginning for me to, like, want to fix Danny than to want to fix myself. It really was. And I had, like, the purest intentions. I remember just thinking, like, let's allocate everything to him, like, all of our resources. We just want him to get better, you know? And there's, like, there were great intentions there, but also, like, I think it was unconscious, but also, like, I kind of thought it was up to him to build that for me, to control and behave in a certain way so that I could feel better.
Yeah, I thought it was up to me too. I thought once we fix me, we'll all be better.
We matched up really well. Oh man. So, you know, I think there's so many different avenues we can take this, but the key really is just, like, you know, the cool thing is, one thing we can be certain of, you guys, is our mind and our brains, and that's what we have control over too. So I think it's such a gift that the thing that we can have certainty over is something we also have control over, okay? So, you know, we don't know how to make sure, like, we feel the way we want sometimes, and that's why it's so natural for us to want someone else to make it happen. But once we see that, like, we can actually trust ourselves, manage our own mind about situations, we don't have to, like, essentially trust anyone else because we trust ourselves so implicitly. And for me, like, with my experience, the more I began to trust myself, the less I needed him to behave in a certain way so that I could feel better. And we're not saying this is the only way to do things. We're just sharing our experience.
That's interesting. Yeah, something that helped me is I needed to start learning how to find evidence for areas in my life where I could trust myself. And, you know, like all of the things we were talking about at the beginning, all of my achievements, accomplishments, like, I think what I was doing is discrediting all those areas where I did trust myself and focusing just on this one area where I couldn't, and then making that everything. And so learning to turn my brain back towards, like, wait, but look at all these areas where I can trust myself. Mm-hmm. That's a little switch in my brain. That's an important one.
That's a great one
to make. And then,
especially if that's something you're working on for yourself.
Yes. Yes. And then, also the stuff I teach guys in my program, I've worked this stuff myself, and I've learned how my brain works so much about it. I don't know everything about it, obviously. None of us do. There's still so much we can always learn about it. I've learned a lot about it, though, that has taught me how to put my prefrontal cortex in charge over my lower brain with anything regarding pornography. And
it's amazing.
And it's helped me to learn just to better choose where to put trust in myself, right? Like, am I going to trust those urgent impulses that pop up, right? Or am I going to trust the sort of more subtle part coming from my upper brain that has my long-term best interest at heart? And, like, learning where to place trust in myself and how to manage that has been a big key. It's definitely been new skills for me that I'm still always going to be polishing and working on. But yeah, doing the work on this, I trust myself now more than I ever have in my life.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah. And, you know, the more you trust yourself, the more you can make decisions about how you want to engage with your spouse or your friend or the neighbor down the street from that place of trusting yourself and how you can respond in situations, than being so committed to, like, your idea of other people's stories and how people should be, that you, like, don't even take into account, like, the reality of who these other humans are, right? Like, as humans, it's hard enough for us to manage ourselves. So, like, why are we expecting other humans to manage themselves and manage us so that we don't have to do as much of that work for ourselves? Because even if you think that, like, that solution actually works, you're still probably, you may not be feeling that much in control of yourself. But, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, you know, just something to kind of take into consideration. So trust, you know, what is trust? I think for everyone, it could be really good to just like, if you feel pushback, like if you kind of feel yourself kind of closing off as you're hearing us, like it's, don't worry, it's totally okay. You know, I remember listening to podcasts and think like sometimes I would kind of feel that like closed off thing, like I don't get it, but I understand a little bit. But just know that like there's no one way to do everything. We're just sharing our experience. And so, you know, maybe it could be helpful for you to just decide what trust means to you and why does trust matter, and ask yourself, how can I create trust for myself? And think of the simple ways, like Danny said. I think that's such a great place to start.
What was that one line from Kara that was like toward the end that really summed it up?
Good old Kara. She says, so if you shift the focus from trust in others to trust in yourself, you will actually feel safer than you ever have before. And that's all you wanted by trusting other people in the first place. Is that not amazing?
Okay, that might be worth either repeating or expounding upon.
Why don't you expound then?
All right, so I'm going to read it again because I like that when other podcasters do that with something that's kind of like a mic drop moment. So if you shift the focus from trust in others to trust in yourself, you will actually feel safer than you ever have before. And that's all you wanted by trusting other people in the first place.
Yeah,
we wanted to feel safe, right? So this is something just to notice in your life, pay attention to. A lot of, usually the reason that we want to do a lot of things is because of how we think it's going to make us feel, right? And so if you are wanting more trust in your life, it's probably because you want to feel more of a certain emotion. And it might be worth identifying what that emotion is that you're wanting to feel more of. Because once you identify that, you can then start looking, okay, so if no one else can create this for me, not only won't, but just no one else can because no one really has that power, then how can I create it, begin to create it for myself, right? And like she says here, it's a lot of times it's about just feeling safer than you ever have before. And that's what you want. You want to feel safe. Like Lindsay said, sometimes we don't want to hear that it's our responsibility to feel more trust, and that there's some resistance to that idea, and that's totally okay. But it's also really good news that the ball is in your court, because mm-hmm. when the ball's in your court, you can actually have power to change right. and create new neural pathways in your brain.
Yeah.
And our brains really, they can change. That's why we do this work, because you can change
right.
those pathways in your brain.
Right. So going back to like what helped, and this kind of goes right along with what Danny was just saying, is like if you're holding on to something like, you know, this, I don't trust him, I can't trust him until, like there is probably something, sometime in your life where that really has served you to protect yourself, and you're probably just trying to protect yourself, and maybe you still actually are protecting yourself, and it's totally okay. Like there's some purity behind that intention that you have, and that's something to, you know, acknowledge and validate and even appreciate, you know. And then when you're ready to kind of shift more, if you decide you want to shift more towards like creating that trust for yourself, there's so many great resources and people like me and Danny that, you know, we've got your back.
Yeah, we do. So if we do our thank you next.
That was mine.
Okay. yeah, I feel like the way I just talked about that last thing was kind of my thank you next too.
If you guys have questions, go ahead and send us a type form note. And yeah, you guys are awesome. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody.
Peace out.
Till next time. Thanks for listening.
If you're ready to get unstuck, move forward, or just feel better about your life and marriage, please reach out to us, whether it's for both of you or just yourself. You'd be surprised how much progress can be made in your marriage even if one of you works on the relationship. Don't wait for someone else to make things better for you.
For more information or to find out what it would be like to have a coach, visit our websites, lindsaypullman.com and dannypullman.com. Make sure you spell Pullman, P-O-E-L-M-A-N. For freebies or other guides mentioned, check out the show notes.
And to our current clients, we love you, and thank you for letting us be a part of your hero's journey.